This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals who are energizing the nation and making their mark globally.
Our youth are the flag bearers of our nation's development journey. Mera Yuva Bharat, or My Bharat, provides a technology-driven experiential learning mechanism to connect young citizens with opportunities in several areas, including leadership and skill development.
President Murmu noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth. She said the country is the world's fastest-growing major economy and is moving towards becoming the third-largest economy in the near future. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will commence at 10:30 a.m. and will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. Meanwhile, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa were accorded guard of honor and ceremonial welcome at the airport in the national capital yesterday. The leaders are on a state visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Later, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar called on the EU leadership. Delhi police has issued a detailed traffic advisory to ensure the smooth conduct of the ceremonial parade and other associated cultural events. As per the Delhi police advisory, Kartavya Path will be closed to traffic from 10 p.m. last night until the parade ends. Meanwhile, Delhi Metro also starts its services at 3 a.m. on all lines today to help people reach Kartavya Path and witness the Republic Day ceremony. The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for the year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. Late Bollywood actor Dharmendra Singh Deol has been awarded the Padma Vibhushan posthumously for his contribution to the arts. The Padma Vibhushan has also been awarded to K.T. Thomas for Public Affairs, N. Rajam for Arts, and P. Narayanan for Literature. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees includes playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, and Malayalam actor Mammootty. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated all the Padma awardees for their outstanding contributions to the nation. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards for 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards, on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honored with the Ashoka Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. The Election Commission has directed the immediate suspension of the Assistant Electoral Registration Officer and Basirat Second Block Development Officer Sumitra Pratham Pradhan. He has also been removed from all electoral roll-related work. In a letter to the Chief Secretary of West Bengal, the Commission said the officer had illegally assigned 4 officials as additional AEROs to conduct hearings on voter list discrepancies. In this afternoon's futsal championship, India finished runners-up after registering a convincing 5-2 win over Sri Lanka in Bangkok. Sonali Mondal started with a hat-trick while Mithila Ramani and Pooja Gupta added a goal each. Sri Lanka's Shanu Paskaran and Gauri Sirindaran scored a goal each. The victory sealed second place for India with 12 points from 6 matches behind champions Bangladesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.